Wednesday, 17th of April, Rabbi Ilan Halberstadt, V'ahavta l'reacha k'moicha, always, Zion Ear.
Always, question mark.
Question mark, yeah. Always.
Always. Okay, Achrim is Kedeshim, of course. Kedeshim contains the famous mitzvah of V'ahavta l'reacha k'moicha. So clearly it's appropriate to discuss this mitzvah. You always have to be careful about what you say in public and in private. I remember actually once I was learning with somebody, and we were learning about Ma'at Yerecha Kamoicha, and he was a not yet Baal Tshuva. He wasn't even Frum yet, and he told me once, years later after he became Frum, he said, remember that session we learned about Ma'at Yerecha Kamoicha? He said, I was so inspired after learning. I went back to my halls of residence in university, and I bought everybody McDonald's. So you've got to be careful where the inspiration goes, but let's try. And the idea is, of course, we know the fundamentals. Rabbi Kiva told us this is one of the fundamental principles in the Torah. But we also discover that even though you have to love your friend as yourself, not always do we have the rule as simple as it's described in the Torah. There are several exceptions. What I'd like to discuss is a number of those exceptions, and also perhaps also to focus on a little bit of chizik also in the area of v'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. So, the exceptions. Firstly, we know the Gemara tells in Bo Metzia Daf Lamed Gimel, the famous story in, so it's not Bo Metzia Daf Lamed Gimel, Bo Metzia, I think it's in the test, the Gemara there tells us that if you have two people in a desert, the famous story in the Gemara of two people stuck in a desert, and there's only one bottle of water, there's only enough water for one person to get to survive and get to town and actually be able to survive. The halacha is, Machlokes actually, Machlokes Ben Petura holds that each one should share, live temporarily, even if it means both of them dying. And Rabbi Kiva says, brings a pasuk, V'chei achicha imach, Chayecha Kodmin, you have to live with your brother, but your life comes first. The first point to make is Rabbi Kiva needed a pasuk. Chayecha Kodmin, that your life comes first, is not necessarily the natural, automatic position that you would take. Ben Petura said, in logic, actually, both of you should drink. And Rabbi Kiva said, you're right, but it's only because I have a pasuk, Chayecha Imra, Chayecha Kodmin, only because of that do I know that your life comes first. We don't have time to go into all the lomdas of it, but those that want to look up, there's a beautiful Igros Moshe in Yerodea Aleph, Chelik Aleph, Simon Kuf Mem Hei, where he goes through in detail as to what is the svara of why Ben Petura said what he said, and why is it that Chayecha Kodmin, how come Rabbi Kiva said, no, your life comes first, in a brief nutshell. He says that normally the principle of giving up your life at the cost of someone else's. In other words, we know, in fact we spoke about this last time, if somebody says, you kill so and so, or I'll kill you, we know that you mustn't give up your life. What is the logic? We know, famously, who's to say whose blood is redder? But the way Rashi explains it is that, well, anyway, a Jewish life is going to be lost. And a neshama is going to be lost. A Jewish life is going to be lost. So why have a Jewish life be lost and an Aveira, as it were, be done? Why pull the trigger? You pull the trigger and kill somebody. A Jewish life will be lost anyway. Better to have you being killed. At least that way, a Jewish life will be lost anyway. But this way, you didn't actually go ahead and do the action. So Rav Moshe explains, in the case of the water in the desert, actually, amazing halacha, he says, actually, by you holding, you've got a bottle of water in your hand. It's not your water. Mitzvah tzedakah tells you, the mitzvah of tzedakah says, you have a chiyuv to give it to the other person. There's a mitzvah of tzedakah, and here, he needs that water. Oh boy, he needs it. The mitzvah of tzedakah says he's supposed to give it. So there's going to be a Jewish life lost here anyway. So here, you should use the contrary svar. You should say, 1 minute, there's going to be a Jewish life lost anyway, so I might as well do the mitzvah of tzedakah. Let a Jewish life be lost, but at least the mitzvah of tzedakah would have been fulfilled. And therefore here, actually, you should give the bottle of water. The whole bottle of water. The problem is that both of them have that. So after you, can you imagine? After you, no, after you, you have it. No, you have it. But they've had a bechiyuv. What's chayach hakoydmin? What is Rabbi Kiva's pasuk telling us? The pasuk that he brings. Chayach hakoydmin tells you, he says with Moshe, a beautiful lundus, he says, chayach hakoydmin says, there is no mitzvah tzedakah where you yourself need that particular item. This bottle, I say, oh, there's a bottle of water. Mitzvah Sukkah says you've got to give it. No, says Rav Moshe. We learn from the Pasuk, Chayecha Kodmin, that you come first, meaning there's no mitzvah tzedakah, because at the moment you need this. So that's the first principle, number one, that if you need something, and of course this is the extreme example, you need this bottle of water to live, you don't have a mitzvah tzedakah. There is no mitzvah to give it to the other person, because you've got to first look after yourself. Okay, so it sounds like, you know, you've got to look after number one. But it's not so simple. Let me share with you two Gemaras. The first is Bon Metzia, Lamed Gimel. Lamed Gimel and Aleph. The Mishnah tells us, Avedosai v'avedas oviv. The Mishnah is talking about returning lost property. If you have an opportunity to only return one item, yeah, it's one horse. Yeah, you can't. It's hard enough to return one horse. Yeah, two horses, forget about it. So avedosov avedos aviv. You have a conflict. You've got your own avedos, something that you've lost, and something that your father has lost. Says the Mishnah, avedosov kedemis. Your aveda comes first. And avedosov avedos rabbi also shalai kedem. If it's you versus your rab, also yours comes first. Says after the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Minohani mili. How do we know that you come first? Omri b'yidu merav, omakra, the Pasuk says, Efes ki layiyya b'cha evyoin. You're not allowed to make yourself an evyoin, poor. So here, this is going to be to your detriment. Returning your father's horse, whatever it might be, means you're going to not get yours. You don't have to give up for the other person. Shalcha kaidem l'shal kol adam. You come before another person. However, says the Gemara, "V'omer Rabbi Yehuda Marav, kol ha'makayim atzmo b'kach." Somebody's makayim in himself always. He's always looking out for himself. I don't lose out. I don't lose out. I don't lose out. Soif bolidei kach. Eventually, he'll get to that stage where he will lose out and he will be needed. He will need whatever it might be. Now, a very powerful Gemara. The Gemara is telling us at one at the same time, there is a mitzvah, of course, after Echad Kamaycha. But at the same time, it doesn't have to be that you have to lose out. Now, what does it mean it doesn't have to be that you lose out? Of course, we're taught from a young age, you gotta lose out for mitzvahs. It costs money to buy arba minim beseda, it costs money. And if it hurts you to return the last article, you gotta return it anyway. What does it mean here that if you're gonna lose out, you don't have to do it? Says Rashi, Kol ha'makayim ba'atz makach. Alfa pishu la'itilu olav ha'kosov. Even though the Torah said, you don't have to give it back because your property comes first. Yesh lo adam likonis lifnu mishros adim. But a person should still go beyond the letter of the law. V'lo ledakdik sheli kaidem. You shouldn't say, oh, I'm always first. One second. Rashi saying against the Gemara. No, says Rashi. Im loy behefsud meichiach. Unless it's what's called hefsud meichiach. Translated as total loss for you. If it's something that you will be devastated if you don't have, it's going to really be a hefsid mechiyach, a tangible loss to you, then you're allowed to go first. Says the Rashi, being from the Gemara, but if you're always particular about this, oh, I'm going to lose out, oh, and this is going to really hurt me, and this is going to hurt me, then the Gemara promises that eventually you will need all those things that you say, oh, without which I'm going to be needy, you end up becoming a needy person, and that you will become an evyon. So that's the first Gemara Bar Metzia that tells us that if it is at your loss, if it's to your detriment, then you don't have to give to the other person. Rashi's pointing out, you should always go beyond the letter of the law, but if it really is going to leave you depleted to some extent, then it's okay for you to say that you come first. It's a subtlety, because there's another Gemara, even more shocking, a Gemara in the Dorim Daf Pei Amud Beis. The Gemara describes, Mayon Shol Bnei Ha'ir, if you have a spring of water which is flowing from the top of the mountain down to the bottom of the mountain, and you live on the top of the mountain, but of course, if your village drinks all the water, there's going to be nothing left for the people at the bottom. Do you have to worry about the village at the bottom? That's the question the Gemara has come to deal with. Says the Gemara, Mayon shel bnei ha'ir, if you have a spring of a certain town, chayeyen v'chaye acherim, if it's your life, you need to provide water for your town to drink, v'chaye acherim, other people's life, chayeyen kaidmin shel v'chaye acherim, your life is before their life, and therefore, of course, they can take the water. Behem tom or behemas acherim, behem tom kaidemas the behemas acherim. If it's a question of your animals drinking versus their animals, again, you come first. Enough water to be able to provide for laundry, for washing, versus their washing, again, your laundry comes first. Listen to the statement of the Gemara that the Gemara finishes with. What about chaye acherim ukvisoson? You've got enough water to live. Now, you need a little bit more water so that you can do laundry. Laundry should be able to wash. But, if you use that water, the village down below won't have anything to drink. That's an interesting discussion. Chaye acherim ukvisoson. The first opinion is chaye acherim kaidmin ukvisoson. Listen, the other people's life, before your laundry, you know, it's life versus laundry. Rabbi Yaisi Aymer, kevisasan kedemas lachay acherim. Says Rabbi Yaisi, an unbelievable opinion. Your laundry comes before their life. Wow. That's a difficult thing to try and defend. What does that mean? Your laundry before their life? What does that mean? Says Rashi, listen to Rashi on Rabbi Yaisi's opinion. He says, Rabbi Yaisi is of the opinion, to kiven the bemanias kavisa, if you hold back your laundry, if you don't do your laundry, you never ever wash. We're not talking about once or twice. Never ever again will you ever be able to wash your clothes, because it's always going to be at the cost of someone else's life. Ikit tsaro tsuva, there's a great pain. Chaye nefeshu. It becomes what's called chaye nefesh. It's like your life. Even though it's not a question of life and death, he says that becomes like life and death. If it's a question of, will I ever be able to wash ever again, versus the other town, Chayach or Kodman says that's part of your life. Your life means to drink, but your life also means to wash clothes. Now, that's a radical statement. But Rabbi Yaisi is telling you that there are certain occasions where you're allowed to say, okay, I can't live without, if I don't ever wash my clothes ever again, I wouldn't be able to live like that. And a person's allowed, according to Yaisi, to say that. Now, what does this mean practically for us? So we've seen the Gemara of Avedos, Oveg, your Aveda comes first, of course, what you should try and do is always give in and try and give as much chesed as you want, as you can. But let's think about it, a couple of examples, and we'll realize, firstly, think about it. What about if you happen to be the municipality, you're in charge of the funding of the entire town? What should you do? You know that there's people who need the money in the hospitals, but if you give all the money to hospitals, there won't be parks. Is that important? Well, a park is surely less important than a hospital. On the other hand, you have to be normal, and that's called chayei nefesh. So it's not so clear-cut that you can always give it to the ultimate source. But more practically for us, I'm certainly not passing on those halachas, but more practically for us, if a person is going to be depleted, which is what Rashi says, hefsud machiach, or it's tsar or tuv, if a person's chesed is going to leave them depleted, then they're not machiyav. A couple of examples, very briefly. Number one, what would be if a person, always, he loves inviting guests, he invites lots of guests, but after a while, the kids at home start to resent these guests, and they're really playing up, and they don't enjoy having guests, and they are becoming sour because of it. Now your first responsibility is to your family. Chesed to other people, yeah, but if it's going to be hefsud mechiach, if it's going to be something that's going to deplete the family, then all the chesed in the world is very nice, but you have responsibilities. And if it's too much, you want to invite lots of guests, but it's too much for your wife. It's too much for her this week. But I love inviting guests, I love telling people to come over. Yeah, okay. But you have to also worry that there's maybe a hefsud mechiach. Or if a person's chesed is such a giver to other people, but they leave themselves, you know, they're always counseling other people and helping other people. When they close the door, they suddenly turn into a state of depression because they're so taken aback from all the events of the day. Maybe a person has to think twice about what he's doing. Because that might be called hefsud mechiach. it's a grey area, but a person, the principle is there, that all the chesed in the world should always and always be done. But a person has to realize, if it's going to leave you less of a person, that means your avodas Hashem, you as a human being, you're going to be less. Not it's difficult. It's difficult, we know, we can push through difficulties. But if it's really making an impact on your life, then it's problematic. Now, the other example, there's, we're very short on time, but the other time that we find that there is a concept of perhaps an exception is with a Rasha. Somebody who's a Rasha, so the Rambam in Hilchos Ritzeach Shmos HaNefesh, Yud Gimel Yud Dalet, he describes there, he brings there that it's, we know if a person, if you yourself, Rambam says, if you see a person himself doing an Aveiro, you yourself saw it, and you yourself warned him, and he hasn't done tshuva, then until he does tshuva, mitzvah l'sona, you're allowed to hate him, says the Rambam. But the problem is that the Rambam himself says, in Perush HaMishnayos, he says that a person has to realize, if a person believes in the Yud Gimel Ikrim, once you are Yud Gimel Ikrim Nik, who nichnas bechlal Yisrael, you're part of the Jewish people. Umitzvah la'ahavai, ulurachim alav, velinoy gimai, all the mitzvahs of ahava. The Rambam continues, afilu osav mashiyochim la'averos. He's done, let's say, every avero under the sun. Nonetheless, if he is a believing Jew, and he holds the Yud Gimel Ikrim, of course, he'll get punished in the next world for whatever he did. That's not your cheshbon, but your mitzvah, you have to love him. Now Rambam seems to contradict himself. If he does have a union, he hasn't done tshuva, hate him. But the Rambam says, if he's a Yud Gimel Ikrim Nik, love him. The Balatanya explains, the Balatanya program and base. He says, the answer is, Shtei, I'm just going to read one line. Ushtei in hein emes. He says, Sino mitzad harasha bahem, va'avo mitzad bechines hatoi va'gonos shabahem. You have to hate the actions, but love the person. The avo, that this person is a Yid. Okay. We all do bad things now and again. But the real person, you have to look at the real person inside. And this is a critical point of always looking at the person inside. How do you get to the stage of Ahavterecha Kamecha? How do you love another person? It's easy to love the nice people, but what about the not so nice people? What about the people that annoy you? What about the people, as we said, who are doing things that are incorrect? The answer is, says the Baal HaTanya, and it's echoed by many others, the way to love another Yid is to realize that every person is Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. Inside that person, he has a Tzelem Elokim that is something that we look up to. Something that we love. He has a part of him that is a Chelek Elokam Imal. And therefore, people go through different phases, different difficulties. But you have to always look for the inside, what's going on. You know, the Yad Ramah says in Sanhedrin, says the Gemara, Bore Lai Misa Yofer. What's the application of loving your neighbor, loving your friend as yourself? When you kill somebody, make sure you kill them from an appropriate height, that the death is quick. That's after Rav Gemara. That's the example the Gemara brings. After Rav Gemara, Bore Lai Misa Yofer, make sure it gets a quick death. What's going on? Right, what's going on? The pshat is, whenever the Torah teaches you principles, it always teaches you the extreme. Of course, if they love your person, it's not going to go through all the details of what it means to love a person, but if even somebody who's chayav misa, and the Torah says you're going to kill him, but the Torah says, no, even when you're going to kill him, make sure bar lai misa yofer, make sure it's quick. That's the extent of Avahavterech HaKamaycha. Of course, anything less than that, of course, you can extrapolate from there how choshev Avahavterech HaKamaycha is. The Gemara says about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, the Gemara in Sukkah tells us there was nobody like Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He wouldn't go Dalad Amos without learning Torah or without Tefillin. The Gemara in Sukkah Daf Chavches. Not Dalad Amos without Torah. And yet the Gemara in Brochus tells us Daf Yud Zayin. What does it say? Omru Alav Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Shalai Dimo Sholom Me'olam Va'afilu Nochi Bashuk. Nobody said hello to him before he said hello to them. He was always saying hello first, and even a Nochi Shabashuk. The same person who wouldn't walk Dalad Amos without Torah would be saying hello to every single person. Rabbi David Feinstein said about his father, beautiful, beautiful line. He said, the godless of my father, said Rabbi David about Rabbi Moshe Feinstein, was that my father had the Ahavas Yisrael, that when he was in the middle of learning something, he would stop mid-sentence to pay attention to another Yid. But he had the Avas HaTorah, that as soon as the Yid left the room, he would continue mid-sentence, exactly from where he left off. That was what Moshe found. Avas Yisrael and Avas HaTorah. And Rav Moshe himself, since we mentioned him, Rav Moshe himself, there's many stories like this, but I saw a story brought down with Rav Moshe Feinstein that one time there was a situation of a woman who was due to, the doctors said that she was pregnant, but she was the child was threatening her life, and they wanted to terminate the pregnancy, and they said it was a danger, and they discussed it with Rav Moshe Feinstein. And he said, based on what he heard, it's not a danger at all, everything will be fine, and everything's okay. I'm telling you, it will be fine. That's what it was. Everything was fine. Everything worked out. She didn't abort. Everything was fine. Okay. A Moifei story with Ramesh Feinstein, but the story doesn't finish there. 1 year later, this woman gets a phone call from Ramesh Feinstein. Hello, it's Moshe Feinstein here. Just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, because I know this is a year now since you gave birth. That's the goddess of Ramesh. The Moifei is a Moifei. But the fact that he made sure that he made a note that don't worry, don't forget about another year. In a year's time, make sure you get back to them and see how they're doing. That's the godless. That was Rav Moshe Feinstein. And therefore, how do you love another person? You see the Tzelem Elokim. Yodua, the famous story of Nosson Tzvi Finkel when he went to Rosh Hashiva in Meir, when he went, they had a kenis about Lashon Hara. A kenis, a gathering about Lashon Hara, chizuk in Lashon Hara, against Lashon Hara, I should say. Against Lashon Hara. And Rav Nosson Tzvi got up there, with a great effort he manages to pull himself up, and he gave a 3-word speech. All he said was, slowly, he says, V'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. And he sat down. That was it. That's all you have to know. There was nothing else to be said. V'ahavta l'reyacha kamoicha. And therefore, we have to be mechazik ourselves in these things. Especially now, in the days of Sfira Sa'omer. Rabbi Kiva, the base measure of Rabbi Kiva, Shalonagu covered Zebazer. Look what happened in the days of the Omer. Why was it after Rabbi Kiva's base medrash? Because Rabbi Kiva was the one that teaches us in Pirkei Avos. Rabbi Kiva, firstly, we started today. Rabbi Kiva says, Zekla Gadol B'Torah. After Recha Kamecha, Rabbi Kiva says, Zekla Gadol B'Torah. It's Rabbi Kiva's base medrash with Rabbi Kiva the Rosh Hashiva, who obviously with the Torah of Rabbi Kiva, but the reason why his base medrash was so powerful is because it was the Torah with Viva after Recha Kamecha. Zekla Gadol B'Torah. And what does Rabbi Kiva say? How do you love another person? We said, how do you love another person? Based on the Baal HaTanya, you have to look at the Tzelem Elokim in the person. What does Rabbi Kiva say in Pirkei Avos? Perek Gimel, Mishnah Yud Ches, Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim. Beloved is a person because he's Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. And that's why Rabbi Kiva was so into V'ahavta L'Recha Kamecha, because every person he saw the Tzelem Elokim. Every person he could see the divine spark. So how do you love another person? Whoever they are, you see that Tzelem Elokim inside. Says the Rikanti, a beautiful, beautiful remez. He says, V'ahavta L'Recha Kamecha. What's Kamecha? Gematria 86. 86 is Gematria Elokim. V'ahavta L'Recha Kamecha, like you love yourself. It's a question nowadays as well. How are you supposed to love yourself? How are you supposed to love? You know how you love yourself? You love yourself because you realize that you are a Ben Melech. You are Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. Choviv Odom Shenivra B'Tzelem Elokim. That's why you love yourself. Because you're Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. That same Kamecha, like you love yourself, that's how you're supposed to look at other people as well. I'm Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim and he's also Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. It's identical. V'ahavta L'Recha Kamecha, like yourself, like you're Nivra B'Tzelem, he's also Nivra B'Tzelem Elokim. And therefore Kamecha is Gematria Elokim, 86, so says the Rikanti. And that's how you're supposed to love yourself. And therefore, this mitzvah, with all the exceptions that there might be, yes, they're all exceptions, but the general rule is, we have to go out of our way, to the extreme, as much as possible, as long as it doesn't leave us depressed and depleted to the extreme, fine. But if not for that, you have to go out of your way for another yid. And if we do that, then when the world is full of people like Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Nosson Tzvi Finkel, and those people, and every yid can emulate that. Every yid can emulate V'ahavta L'Recha Kamecha. If we can do that, we can do the Kamecha, then that will be the tikkun of the Sfira Sa'omer, and we'll be able to actually see, instead of there being tragedy, we'll be able to bring towards Shavuos and Matan Torah and the Geula with that as well.